Chapter 20. But after the tumult had ceased, Paul, having called the disciples to him and embraced them, went away to go to Macedonia. And having passed through those parts, and having exhorted them with much discourse, he came to Greece. And having spent 3 months there, a treacherous plot against him having been set on foot by the Jews, as he was going to sail to Syria, the resolution was adopted of returning through Macedonia. And there accompanied him, as far as Asia, Sopater, son of Pyrrhus, a Berean, and of Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius and Timotheus of Derbe, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus. These, going before, waited for us in Troas, but we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and we came to them to Troas in 5 days, where we spent 7 days. And the first day of the week, we being assembled to break bread, Paul discoursed to them, about to depart on the morrow. And he prolonged the discourse till midnight. And there were many lights in the upper room where we were assembled. And a certain youth, by name Eutychus, sitting at the window opening, overpowered by deep sleep, while Paul discoursed very much at length, having been overpowered by the sleep, fell from the third story down to the bottom, and was taken up dead. But Paul, descending, fell upon him, and enfolding him in his arms, said, "Be not troubled, for his life is in him." And having gone up, and having broken the bread, and eaten, and having long spoken until daybreak, so he went away. And they brought away the boy alive, and were no little comforted. And we, having gone before on board ship, sailed off to Assos, going to take in Paul there, for so he had directed, he himself being about to go on foot. And when he met with us at Assos, having taken him on board, we came to Mytilene, and having sailed thence, on the morrow arrived opposite Chios, and the next day put in at Samos. And having stayed at Trogyllium, the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul thought it desirable to sail by Ephesus, so that he might not be made to spend time in Asia. For he hastened, if it were possible for him, to be the day of Pentecost at Jerusalem. But from Miletus, having sent to Ephesus, he called over to him the elders of the assembly. And when they were come to him, he said to them, "Ye know how I was with you all the time from the first day that I arrived in Asia, serving the Lord with all lowliness and tears and temptations, which happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I held back nothing of what is profitable, so as not to announce it to you, and to teach you publicly and in every house, testifying to both Jews and Greeks repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, bound in my spirit, I go to Jerusalem, not knowing what things shall happen to me in it, only that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and tribulations await me. But I make no account of my life as dear to myself, so that I finish my course and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the glad tidings of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I witness to you this day that I am clean from the blood of all, for I have not shrunk from announcing to you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock, wherein the Holy Spirit has set you as overseers, to shepherd the assembly of God, which he has purchased with the blood of his own. For I know this, that there will come in among you after my departure grievous wolves, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves shall rise up men speaking perverted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Wherefore watch, remembering that for 3 years, night and day, I ceased not admonishing each one of you with tears. And now I commit you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give to you an inheritance among all the sanctified. I have coveted the silver or gold or clothing of no one. Yourselves know that these hands have ministered to my wants, and to those who are with me. I have showed you all things, that thus laboring we ought to come in aid of the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And having said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore, and falling upon the neck of Paul, they ardently kissed him, specially pained by the word which he had said, that they would no more see his face. And they went down with him to the ship.